I've said this on previous streams. Right now, if you want to manipulate the CS community into just going, you know, like comment totally on your side, all you have to do is just CS2 is shit and there's cheaters everywhere. That's it. That's the content. That's what everybody likes. It's what everybody wants. It's all you have to say. And a number of pros have been sort of doing this, and obviously some people are even spinning entire careers out of it. And it's fine. I mean, the reality is, beyond a certain point in Premier, there are a really high concentration of cheaters. I still don't necessarily... Like, anybody who played global matchmaking in CSGO knew there was a really high concentration of cheaters at various times in the game's history. So I'm not getting into the whole, like, well, it's just worse in CS2. I don't know. I don't know if it is. I mean, there's, you know, I'm not going to say things I don't know just because it feels like that, because that's what morons do. And I, you know, my gut feeling is that there's no reason it would be. Anyway, that's been my stance. But what I'm seeing all of the time now is people are really leaning into this idea that cheating in CS2 is out of control. It's out of control. It's in the pro scene. It's out of control. It's everywhere. We had 30 people banned in the RMR qualifiers, 0.6 of all entrants in an open qualifier. And by the way, if you go back and look at previous qualifiers, what nobody did in previous CSGO qualifiers is whenever a team got eliminated for cheating, nobody tallied up the numbers. We just didn't talk about it. We just said, yeah, they're cheating. That's that. Because it's a fucking lazy narrative in CS2, everyone goes, it's 30 cheaters. It's massive. When was the last time this happened? Every other online qualifier ever in the history of Counter-Strike. But it's just easy way to get attention, easy way to look like the good guy, easy way to fucking get all of the plebs going, yeah, you're the only one saying it, keeping it real. And it's like, no, everyone is saying that. If you want to keep it real, you have a measured, you know, fucking take on it. But no, nobody wants to do that. So, anyway, I just want to point out something absolutely absurd and ridiculous, right? Somebody who had basically just picked up, like, a fucking shitty team to try and cheese some sticker money, like they all did. They basically turned around and were like, oh, yeah, we're having a quit because of the cheaters and that. No, we're just closing down because it's not economically viable for us to run a team. So, here we go. This is Maxim Bednarski, who I believe is the CEO and founder of Ikla, which is a team with Ukrainian players, but also I believe Lekro was on it as well in these qualifiers. So he said, anyway, they got knocked out of the RMR qualifiers. And he said, we had a meeting and consultations with the board of investors. This shitty bedroom org is saying to the world they have a board of investors, and they all get round and they're all like, nice brandy decanter. Anyway, where were we? What shall we do with Ikla? Like, fucking hell. Like, you don't have to self-aggrandize. You just don't have to do that. It's okay to have a bedroom org, but whatever. We've decided to temporarily cease operations due to insecurity of investments. We cannot invest hundreds of thousands, millions if needed, of dollars in team when it's just luck decides if you play versus cheaters on online qualifiers or not. Teams are not secured in any way. Now, online qualifiers all use anti-cheats, right? ESL, if it goes through Faceit, these RMRs, the company PGL used, had their own proprietary kernel-level anti-cheat. Other companies use their own as well for smaller tournaments. Most online qualifiers now are done through a company that has a kernel-level anti-cheat of some type. So what are we impugning here? Are we actually impugning Valve? Are we impugning VAC? But what about the software that isn't stopping them cheating against you? And apparently it's just luck, and teams are not secured in any way. I actually say pretty much online, it's about as good as it can get, other than the fantasy of having a perfectly functioning anti-cheat that catches every cheater ever. But anyway, we will take pause until 2025 to reconsider possible return to CS as a team if we will see positive changes. Right? Spoiler, they'll try and cheese it for the Chinese major as well. What does it mean for the players now? All our players will be benched and put on transfer list starting on the 1st of February 2024. Our last official will be the IEM Chengdu Open Qualifiers. If you are interested in our players, contact me on this Gmail account to make a bid for a player in a very professional sporting organisation. I want to thank everyone who has supported us during this time. And I also want to thank all staff members and players for their dedication and commitment during the process. Special thanks to haters. You always give more energy to move forward. We will come back stronger. Play wild. I'm going to doubt that last part of the statement about you coming back stronger. I don't think you are going to come back stronger because you've behaved like a bunch of pussies who lost the game, had a tantrum and imploded your team about it and said cheating's out of control and all these other provably false statements. Now, this was the match that upset them. This is going to become relevant later. It's a team called Pera, and they got 13 forward. And as you can see, Ikla, they have names you will know, like Mihu and Lecro, and maybe you know Kvem, and you know. But Pera, not so much. Again, it's a best of one. It's Anubis, they get spanked, and people started posting clips. And people started saying, oh, that Pera team, they're 100% cheating. They're definitely cheating. They're 100% cheating, they're cheating. That's what they're doing, they're cheating. And you will notice, much like what happened in that European Pro League, which again, we covered that story, didn't we? Well, they've just folded the team now. And it was literally, they banned him off the eyeball test on the say-so of the coach of the team they beat, which is very unkosher. Pera also beat the former Bad News Eagles team in a best of three. They're now called Guild Eagles because I believe Guild acquired them, which I don't know what they're doing with that name. Most coherent esports branding of all time there. And you can see here, they 2-0'd them. It was a very close series, 13-11, 25-23. Their players had decent games. Obviously, you know the Guild Eagles lineup. All the comments on the Great Minds of HLTV saying it was a radar game and that they were definitely hacking. He's 100% radar hacking, blah, blah, blah. And so Pera won. Now, the story doesn't really go anywhere you think it would. This was just the ESL Pro League Season 19 NC European Qualifier. This wasn't the RMR for the major. But they won. They finished first. And they've got this super high win rate all of a sudden. And everyone is losing their minds about this team. And so this is the team that supposedly fucking put them into the Hurt Locker. Let's get into analysing it. Afterwards, Juan Flatru, he went public first. He fucking said his piece. And he said, unacceptable. So many teams doing it 100% obvious. Does anyone even give a fuck about it? Wah, 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 wah. Now, I do want to remind everybody, because you're about to see people framing this as a CS2 problem. But what happened in that CIS RMR with Akuma, Richard? I seem to remember something about... You can't talk about the before times. The before times were perfect, guys. No one's ever radar hacked in a tournament. No one's ever match fixed. No one's ever cheated. CS score was perfect in the before times. CS2 now, it's the problem now. Never a problem before when it wasn't affecting them. But now it's a problem now. It's a problem now. And it's out of control now. Now, I'm not even saying whether or not these guys did it. Well, look, there's certainly evidence worth consideration. But the overreaction is mental, right? So, something I never thought I would see from a professional player. Again, a guy I like, guy I respect. Batshit opinion. Utter batshit opinion. We need VAR in our sport. People with knowledge and experience where they can watch evidences of probable cheaters and have power to ban them or cancel a match if necessary. Nowadays in internet, everything is possible. We want clean CS2, clean competition. Yeah, VAR, that's fucking cleaned up all the problems in football, hasn't it? There hasn't been controversy after controversy after controversy about refs not getting it right, not using the right lines, not even looking at the screens, ignoring their assistants. None of these things have happened. Why would pro players who routinely get falsely reported in matchmaking for cheating, why would they ever come out in support of saying, let's just have a shadowy cabal of people eyeball testing our play? They would be the first to cry and wish they had actually supported the player association properly if ESL banned like one of their teammates. Like just some upcoming young star. No, sorry, he's bullshit. We watched the demo. I saw a lot of demo reviews about this particular team, and they were all doing the same thing. They go, and they did the same thing about, what was he called? The fucking guy from the team that got banned in the European League. They watch it, and they go, well, there's nothing suspicious about this, and there's nothing suspicious about this, and you probably would do that, and you probably would check there. But it is weird he's pushed here, but sometimes you might. Maybe he heard some, and on it goes, and then they go, but the problem is he's guessed right every time. And you go, well, it has to be in the realms of possibility. If you go into a game, it is possible you can make every decision right, on instinct, on luck, on chance, on your opponents not playing up to their level and not taking advantage. So you can't just apply that and say that's a strong enough reason to ban. No, it certainly is not. It certainly is not. But that's where everybody arrived at. They always... I saw a number of these videos. Naturally, they've been on Vax Sucks and everywhere else. But this is a crazy opinion. Because who would it be? It would be other players, right? It would have to be. It would have to be pro players that have played at the highest level of the game and therefore could never be wrong about cheaters. That's what Major's saying, right? It would have to be them. Well, okay, I remember Pasha accusing JW of cheating. By the way, probably in a game that maybe they did. At least Smokak. I seem to recall JW accusing Rops of cheating. And lots of other pros did when he was at the top of Face It. Said he would never go to Milan. What about now? What about all of North America saying Stewie 2K pushes through smokes too much? It's obvious he's cheating. What about all of the fucking insane cult of trying to catch Shroud, one of the most underwhelming LAN players I've ever seen, accuse him of cheating at LAN tournaments with a 1.0 rating? I'll leave Flusher off the list. People accuse Shox of cheating, didn't they? Why is his crosshair doing that? Ziwu, I showed you the clip. A clip that nearly prematurely ended his career on Device's stream. Everybody thought Ziwu was cheating. They passed him over. So, those pros don't know what they're fucking talking about either, do they? Here's what they know. I just bang my head off. The problem everyone has is that when it's online, because the pros are really bad for this, because they play so much at LAN, then they go online and they just forget about things like Peaker's Advantage. They forget that what they are seeing isn't what is happening. What you see is never what you get in an online game. It can't be because of how the internet works. We can't have zero latency play. And they all forget about it. They all forget. And they go, oh, he's banged my head off. He's cheating. How could he possibly know? And they don't factor in the million other things that have caused them to make that decision and make that move at that time and fire in the way they did. So, no, this is not the solution. This would be a huge step back. And here's the thing. It actually goes on and people don't talk about it. So, this was the first thing, right? A well-known betting Telegram guy with a few thousand followers did post and say, much like Akuma and Project X and all of that, you can see Ikla accusing Pera for using Radar. It's also known the Pera guys are banned from many bookies. Poria played with known cheaters and match fixers in past. Hard for you. Aaron and Camion's past team also got banned from the bookies. Now, what's in this clip? He's replying to Kvem, obviously, you know, plays in that Ikla lineup. And you can see here, he just said to Camion, who they accused of being the one on the radar, they said, jokingly, maybe you need to get some coffee and make your focus up, multiple clown emojis. This was the clip that they say this is 100% evidence of radar hacking. I'll explain why in a second. You can see it's on the Anubis where they they spanked them. And you can see he's doing this. He's got like some fire here. But this is the part coming up, right? Because he didn't react to that person pushing. That, by the way, is the irrefutable evidence. He was checking radar, apparently. He was checking radar and it took him too long to react. This is the irrefutable evidence. They want them banned on that basis, right? Now, listen, we watched Akuma do it, but with the slight difference, they were on camera doing this with a glowing light in their face coming from off here and then looking back at their screen. That has been passed around. It's in all the YouTube videos as being, this is it. This is it. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. I don't know. I wouldn't want to see someone banned off that. Don't think that's a good precedent. But there was another clip that also did the rounds. They sent it to ESL. This was in the Guild Eagles game. ESL, take a look at Para Esports players. Poria jiggle peek, holding A main, but just before Synopsy shows up, Poria crouches and then aims at the box. This cannot be a coincidence, and it's not the first time. You better watch and analyze the game. Cheaters are everywhere, guys. They're everywhere. They've infested our pro play. This isn't just one shit team playing in an online qualifier. You know, anyway, watch the clip. Watch the clip. Now, guess what? This clip that cannot be a coincidence and can be an utter proof of what they did. Guess what? In-game sound, you can hear the steps. Somebody else debunked this. You can literally hear them walking out of that part on Ancient. Again, these are the slam dunks. These people would already be banned. Because of this witch hunt. Because they're no-namers. We do this over and over again in CS. I'll remind you about another team. Do you remember when Monty first came on the scene? And they also had players, some of whom had been in some of these dodgy teams. And teams accused of match-fixing. And teams banned from bookies. Right? Monty were called shit-hawks. You know what I mean? Shite-hawks. They were like fucking... they're cheating. They're onliners. They're doing something. They probably got radar. Yeah, it's everywhere. Radar. They've gone to LAN. They proved themselves to be a really legit team. You know? You can't keep doing this. If you're going to make a serious stance against cheating, what you absolutely don't do is you don't start by taking a few suspect clips, sometimes without fucking sound, the most basic of things to include when analysing why people do what they do in a really sound-based game. What you don't do is, you don't make a bunch of wild accusations that if you're wrong, you've just completely fucked the whole thing. You've just fucked the whole thing. You just look like an idiot, and then everyone's going, oh yeah, do you remember that time we falsely accused that perfectly like legit team or legit player of cheating? Here's what you do. Put away your tiny tears. Don't get your Twitter fingers out. You go through the demos. You get everything. You talk to the admins. They go, okay, listen, can't do anything about this game, but we're going to watch them. And then you talk to your friends. And you tell your other fellow pros, hey, if you're playing that Para team, do a bunch of weird jiggle peeks and impossible things. So see if one of them gets caught out, like absolute bang to rights, tracing you through a wall or something weird. And you wait and you bide your time. You don't do this. You don't falsely announce you're closing down. Your shit org that has no fucking money. And you know, you don't falsely announce you're shutting it down because cheaters are everywhere. By the way, this over-the-top nonsense, it is hurting all of us right now. Not the actual cheating itself. The hysteria around cheating. The culture of a lack of trust now is permeated into the pro scene. It's not just your matchmaking games where everyone is cheating. Now every qualifier, we're now going to go through the rigmarole of saying everyone is cheating. Every time there's a suspect clip, he was cheating. Why do I even bother? That's why I lost. What does that do for the competitive scene? That erodes it more than there being an occasional cheater in the pro level. Absolute fact, by the way. It's like the dead game, self-fulfilling prophecy death spiral that people put themselves in. Oh, it's a dead game. No one's playing it. Yeah, it is a dead game. I probably won't queue up tonight because it's a dead game. And so, oh, now there's less people playing it. Yeah, it truly is a dead game. I wonder why the game died. You all stopped playing because you're fucking gaslit yourself into thinking it was a fucking dead game. When you all just queued up. A live game. Super easy. People say things that are so destructive to the things that they supposedly care about the most. Like, it's actually wild. Like, this was a player on 9-9. No, sorry, team manager at 9-9. Had to get in on the action, right? Boscaz, or if you say his name. Right? Cheating is ruining professional esports scene. I said it. Oh, you're so fucking brave, mate. No one has said this before. By the way, spoiler, if there was wholesale cheating, right? If there was wholesale cheating, right? Yeah, it would be ruining the scene. But there isn't. Do you know what you sound like now? You sound like the crazies on Vax Sucks. And do you know who they accuse of cheating? All of you! Every single one of you. And now you're telling them they're right. You're validating their delusions, you dickhead. Why? Because of one suspect team in one online qualifier that could very well be legit. There hasn't been an overwhelming amount of evidence. Certainly not conviction worthy. There. I said it. All of you demanding proof are blind to see the problem is not the lack of thereof. The system of detection is broken. AC does shit to it. TOs too. Stick your head out. Yeah? We shouldn't want proof for impugning people's reputations and taking away their livelihoods. Remember all of this, by the way, because these are the people who get cut from teams and then they beg for work. It's just like the games industry, isn't it? Then he goes on. If dozens of pro players are noticing the issue, no, that's not what's happening. Dozens of pro players are complaining. And that has gone on since time immemorial. That is what always happens. You lose online to no-namers, they're cheating. That is it. That is a default reaction that has been in Counter-Strike for as long as we've had competitive Counter-Strike. I have demonstrated that time and time again. I've gone back to 1.6. You know, that's just how it rolled. If dozens of pro players are noticing the issue, there should be a body to investigate it. There should be laws to enforce. ESIC official is not my god, as they did not prove their existence. Wait for franchise end date where Tier 1 has to compete with radars. Maybe then. So, again, a couple of premises there. First of all, ESIC didn't prove their existence. Yeah, I mean, they've bit off more than they can chew, really, because they're trying to clean up all the dog shit in this industry. And, spoiler, do you know what their area of expertise in? Betting and match fixing. They were never equipped to deal with cheating. Never. Never. It would have to be brazenly obvious. It would have to be speed hacking. It would have to be a detection from some sort of software. You don't want ESIC eyeballing it. We know that, right? So, why are you invoking ESIC? And then, the other premise, Tier 1 teams to compete against the might of 9-9, right? The mighty 9-9, who themselves were a Tier 1 team, a Tier 2 team that grinded their way up. So all the Tier 2 teams have to cheat to compete against the mighty 9-9. A former Tier 2 team who grinded their way up, I assume legitimately, but you're telling me, oh, they have to cheat. You must use radars to compete. You're doing your own reputation in, you fucking idiot. I don't know what happened to CS. Like, when CS2 installed, they must have released some toxic vapors from the computers. And these guys, because they played it, they must have just fucking inhaled them all. And it's just brain shrink now. Then, of course, and listen, I love him, and he could probably knock me out. He has been training for a while, I'll give him that. Fat old man living out his hard man fantasies from his 20s still. Quite sad. But Pasha as well, like, again, gets up on fucking stage at an award show and Valve, please fix, like, yeah, what you mean, like, constantly develop our fucking game? Yeah, we are going to do that. Yeah, we're going to do it at our pace and with the resources and employees we want and allocate. Pasha's in on it. As you might have noticed, there is a huge problem with cheaters wanting to qualify for big events, such as IEM, etc. Online qualifiers! Guys, I can solve this tomorrow, no more online qualifiers. Ta-da! It's done! It's gone! Shut the fuck up, it's over! Just no more online qualifiers. If you can't pony up and get to a LAN, fuck off, you don't get to play. There you go, I fixed it. Fixed your whole fucking scene. That, yeah, they're never done before. A LAN qualifier. Oh, I don't know. It's got, there's a mighty big queue in the word. Just have a LAN. There you go. Problem solved. Problem literally solved. As you probably know, in many traditional sports, there are an investigative commission who can come to visit you and get you tested for doping. Valve should have launched their own commission that will be allowed to come and check your PC and gaming gear. As I retired, CS players will be happy to become CEO of that commission. Another guy angling for a fucking Ice Frog-style community manager job. Never happening, right? So, yeah, that's what we need. Yeah, Valve, why don't you set up your own Gestapo? Right? Set up your own Gestapo. You have been accused of cheating and you're a shitter, so we're coming in. We're just coming in your house, yeah? We're just going to have a look around. Gestapo, Valve, show us your drivers. No, you're not hiding any Riot software in here, are you? That would be verboten. Like, what are you people talking about? Also, the idea, again, it's what I mean. It's like, nobody, they just don't sit and think. Think. Please, someone in CS, formulate an idea from start to finish. Construct it in your mind. See how it plays out. Look for any logical holes. Plug them. Then tweet it, you fucking morons. Pasha, right, is speaking on behalf of the pros. What do the pros say? The pros say, Valve don't know what they're doing. They can't fix the anti-cheat. Valve have done this. Valve have made cheaters run riot in the game. But you know, should run the Gestapo to detect cheaters. Valve! How? How do you... I'm typing this, and I can't see any holes in the logic whatsoever. It's fucking insane. This circle jerk is the dumbest fucking thing I've seen in ages. And again, I want to make it clear. I'm not saying they didn't cheat. I'm not saying they didn't use radar. Is a more important question. How did they get the radar? Right? Think about that. Think about that. Isn't that more important? Because what people don't realise is when they say radar, everyone goes, they're cheating. They're hacking. No, when you use radar, you are getting a clean feed of the event. You don't install a hack. It would be too risky. What you get is a live stream of the game as you're playing it, and you put it on a secondary monitor, and you can see the radar. That is what they do. So how are they getting that? Who's it coming from? Is it one of the data partners? Is it the tournament operator? Is it some degenerate gambler that's paid to have it? Is there match fixing involved? What's going on? These are bigger questions, but you don't want to have that conversation. I've got a fucking sneaking suspicion why a lot of you don't want to talk about match fixing. I think many of these players, by the way, who've come up through Tier 2, they've been adjacent or participants in it. And that's why we can never have that conversation about how that's ruining the scene and that's eroding integrity. But we will talk about the fictitious cheaters under your fucking bed every time you lose a fucking game. And by the way, this will snowball into insufferability if it isn't checked. If somebody doesn't come down hard on this bullshit and wake everyone the fuck up. Because we've already got players getting booted out of teams. We've got leagues getting rid of teams. We've got teams shutting down. We've got investigations being called for. We've got really regressive tactics being called for pros. Let's get VAR. Let's just eyeball test it. Let's just ban anyone we don't like. Right? You've got people endlessly encouraging the shitters that can't even get to 10k, let alone 25k where the cheating happens. They're talking about how there's cheaters in every game and there's no problem, the game's broken, the anti-cheat doesn't work. You've got shitters like The Score doing their pathetic bait in 10-minute videos so they can get their clicks. And I'm telling you, I am seeing the narrative. It is becoming, it started out with just all the losers, just all the shit players, and then it became some of the good players, and then it became an endless complaint about a game that was only fucking released at the end of September and it's just turned February, right? And then it became, now it's the pros. Start out with the shit pros and now it's the big pros and now it's the influencers. Do you think this goes somewhere good long run? Of course it doesn't. Do you think all your whining somehow catches the very real cheaters? Do you want tournament organisers to start turning over any underdog win with one dodgy clip in it, starve hard-working, legit players of opportunities? Is this what we want to build for ourselves? Weird. You're all saying our partner teams are bad, but let me get this straight. It's bad. It's bad to be a tier 2, tier 1.5 team on the come up because my partner leagues. But you would love to create a little cabal of you and your buddies that simply just say shit players don't get to get promoted. Shit players don't get to win qualifiers. If I've not heard of you, if I've not played with you in FPL, I don't trust you. And you must be cheating if you beat me in a video game. You would happily create that reality. It's fucking nonsense. It's utter nonsense. How stupid this is. By the way, spoiler, just to say, not even sad. Yes. I'm like that meme you see on Twitter all the time with the sickos and he's at the window going, yes, yes. Do it, guys. Really fucking kill this game once and for all. Go on. Kill it with your endless whining about cheaters, sowing distrust. Just do it. Even better, stop playing. It's a bad game. It's a bad game, isn't it? It's a bad game and Valve don't care. It's abandoned. They're cheating. You've made your money. Go on. Fuck off. Jog on. Tell you what you all do. Here's what you all do. All you players, right? Because you're super serious about this. You all get together. You all put your heads together. You all get a letter, right? You all, maybe Loba could help you write it. You all sit down. You all do your letter, right? And you do a group, a letter signed all of the pro players from all of these teams that are whining about it, and many of the ones who aren't, who secretly believe it, and you say it has become untenable to be a Counter-Strike pro, and we have decided that we will be transitioning over to Valorant as soon as possible, where they do have a very good anti-cheat. Go on, you're all good enough. Valorant, a child's game. Go on, fuck off. Yeah, you won't be doing that. You'll be playing and you'll be bitching every time you lose, like every other fucking pro I've ever rubbed up against. Like, you're all the fucking same when you boil down to it. Your ego will never let you believe, he fucking one-digged me. He's cheating. He's actually cheating, guys. Yeah, you won't be doing none of that, will you? Won't ever. No time for self-reflection. I also do want to also just end on a fucking absolute hilarious story. Fucking, it's so good. So obviously, the one thing everyone talks about in Counter-Strike is, imagine playing that Valorant Child's game. Wouldn't that be fucking good? Wouldn't it be good to play that game and where there's an anti-cheat, right? And we never run into cheaters and nothing could ever happen. Riot have really got a handle on it. That's how that's working. Now, there's loads of factors that never get factored in. So first of all, Vanguard has been doing manual bans just the entire time. If you remember, somebody that covered Vanguard when it first launched, Vanguard, they admitted they hadn't even turned it on. It was a skeleton, essentially. They said that. They were like, oh yeah, it wasn't even on. So don't judge it. But people were getting banned. And so they've done manual bans the entire time. You will also notice that they have still not implemented demos. Now, how do you catch a cheater? How do you know if you've been cheated against? Right? You watch a demo back and you go, holy shit, look at that. That's fucking with me. You don't get to do that in Valorant. There's no demos. It's almost certain that one of the reasons that they aren't putting them in is for that explicit purpose. So is it any surprise that with all the harping on about the anti-cheat, the very nature of the game, indeed some of the players' abilities are just cheats, essentially, and the fact that they do manual bans and the fact you can't watch demos and all that stuff, is it any wonder that people think Valorant like has no cheaters? I hear that all the time. And it's so far from the reality that, like, if you go and just look up in your spare time, like, private Valorant cheats, you will find paid cheats that just bypass Vanguard the same way the old VAT bypasses do and things like this, even though it's kernel level. Kernel level, people talk about kernel level anti-cheat like it's just unimpeachable, like there's no way around it. Oh, if you've got a kernel level anti-cheat, nobody could bypass kernel level anti-cheat. It's the best. We need it in every... Yeah, there was no cheaters in ESEA. There was no cheaters in Face It. Like, what are we talking about? So anyway, I've seen a number of videos on this. I got linked after I did the thing about Vanguard. There was this weird moment where a bunch of like fucking mentalists who are like reverse engineer coders were going, "You're not even a coder. You don't know what you're talking about." I'm talking about Riot lying about their, not lying, but misrepresenting their TOS in other videos. I don't need to know how to engineer anything, any software for that. No, but you're not even a coder. So listen, what you have to do is, if you decompile this, you'll see that actually any executable file can pull as much as... I'm not talking about any of that. Why are you all posting this? It was like, seriously, the Venn diagram of the fucking, you know, people with social disorders and fucking coding was all-time high that day. So, anyway, there's cheats all over the place for Vanguard. There are. There just are. And you can believe me or you cannot. Just look in your own time. But anyway, that was so fucking annoying to listen to. Well, I've been trying to just say, can we just dial it down with the cheating allegations and saying it's the worst it's ever been and the fucking, it's out of control and all these like ridiculous hyperbolic statements that we know aren't true. Like on some level, you gotta know they aren't true. But no, it's all been Valorant, 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 Valorant. And then Valorant had their Forsaken incident. And as the guy who made a video that got 1.5 million views about the Forsaken incident and then lost all the money on it for playing 9 seconds of the Curb Your Enthusiasm music, I'm very happy to talk about Netflix.exe. This is on Valo to Asia. Word.exe to Netflix.exe. Alleged cheating incident surfaces in Valorant Challenges Indonesia Split 1. Now, do you know why this is fucking brilliant? You know why this is brilliant. I'm going to tell you why it's brilliant, right? They've trapped themselves. The vax cells have trapped themselves, right? I'm just going to take it away. No spoilers on this one. The vax cells have trapped themselves. Do you want to know why they've trapped themselves? Because, right, they say, this is what vax cells say, Forsaken being able to smuggle in a shit public cheat onto a LAN computer at an Asian tournament, you know, with not great infrastructure and not great admins. It was just like a little regional qualifier. They say that proves it is possible to do that at the highest level of the game. It isn't. The checks and balances are completely different. The level of scrutiny is completely different. Anyway, that's what they've always said. They always go, Forsaken proves. They have this weird little, like, it's like a, it's not like a Bible. I guess it is like a Bible. It's like a collection of myths and stories. And it starts with, like, the vaccinating. And, of course, Kaylee was cheating for ages. And then the Lord did say, Kaylee, thou is banned. And then Titan did go into decline, and then they do all this stuff, right? It's like an oratory fucking history of bullshit about that proves there's cheaters in their game. That's how mentally fucked they are. Like, but anyway, they say that, and then lo, it became true that Forsaken, with his guile and wit and cunning, was able to smuggle Word.exe, the world's most sophisticated aimbot, onto a computer, but was noticed by Saint Admin. His diligence protected the integrity of Counter-Strike for one more day. But now, Satan has unleashed a new wave of cheats. It's fucking pathetic, guys. Like, all it was this guy was a moron. Forsaken was a fucking moron. He was playing with that cheat that made him so good, statistically better than Simple, better than Ziwu, better than Device, on a laptop, a machine that would physically impede him being as good as them. And then he thought, just take this to LAN. Right? Just take this to LAN. Then had all of them clips. And so the admins went and said, can we just pull his PC? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's got this weird little .exe file running on it. They say that's proof that you could do that at the highest level. Well, then, your precious Valorant. Same thing, right? Somebody went with a cheat on their PC to a LAN at a Valorant Challengers event. That's it. It's a small qualifier, same level of tournament he was playing at. So, turns out, Valorant's totally compromised, guys. It's totally your logic, your rules, not mine. Indonesia. Reports have emerged revealing an alleged cheating incident during the open qualifier of Valorant Child's game. Fucking hell, I'm tired. I've been working all day. Valorant Challenges. It's like a reflex now. I was a Valorant. I was a Child's game for some reason. Valorant Challenges. Indonesia Split. The player in question is said to have used software labeled Netflix.exe. Reminiscent of a similar incident involving Optic India's Forsaken 5 years ago at Extremes Land 2018, where he used the infamous Word.exe file. However, the recent incident involves a smaller scale, unknown team, and a player in an online environment. The player has also confessed that the cheating software was present on their machine, but was not utilized during tournament play, according to a document obtained by Valo2 Asia. The incident unfolded within a team called the Tokyo Revengers, comprising five relatively unknown players making their first official appearance in the qualifier. It first came to light when Challengers Indonesia caster Bradle shared a story on Instagram showing a folder named Fantech Audio, assuming to contain files related to audio peripheral software at first. However, the folder revealed a program named Netflix.exe, supposedly owned by the alleged player. The case has become the talk of the town, stirring widespread discussion and attention within the Valorant Indonesia community. So anyway, just to give you the long and the short of this, the excuse for having the file, which was a cheat file, as you can see, it says there, I think that's like last opened or something, like April 22. So the excuse they said was, oh, I did used to cheat my tits off all the time, never got caught, but I just don't use it anymore. I forgot it was on my machine. So hang on. How didn't you get caught all the other times in Valorante Child's Game? How did you not get caught? There's zero cheaters. How did he do it? Who is this guy? Get him on the phone. He must be some sort of insane coder, right? To be able to cheat in Valorant. No, he's just using Netflix.exe. Which, by the way, that's another thing. That goes way back. Go read my article on Substack about Ventrilo.exe. Same shit. You've got two Ventrilos. No, I don't. Oh, it must be Windows. But then get this, right? So, furthermore, another piece of information has emerged from caster Antonio's son, Wilson, revealing a text file with instructions for executing the program on how to deactivate the Riot Vanguard anti-cheat system and the activation of an aiming assist feature. And you look at this shit, guys. This is the notepad instructions for how to use this cheat. Look at this. Before you play, make sure the outline color is purple. You also can't have a purple crosshair. One, go to Task Manager. You can tell you're dealing with some sophisticated shit right now. Go to Task Manager and go to Startup. Right-click Vanguard Train Notification and Disable. Open Netflix.exe. Go to Task Manager and go to the Startup tab. Right-click Vanguard Train Notification and press Open. Go to Task Manager and go to the Services tab. Then press VGC on your keyboard and enable VGC Server. Launch Valorant, and to activate the Val aim is mouse button 5, and to deactivate it is middle mouse. Well, holy fucking shit, guys. Like, it's like being Neo in the Matrix. Saw so many zeros and ones. Is that an agent? God, I can't. Are you fucking serious? So, I am beginning to believe that maybe people are like over exaggerating actually how cheat proof the Valorant environment is. Maybe that crazy dude who runs that snitch Discord is literally so much of a loser, he's just there manually banning everyone. Remember, of course, they've had bans in Valorant and the players have said, I absolutely did not cheat. Interesting. I mean, certainly, it's impossible there could be false positives. You've already seen more sophisticated cheating, but no cheaters there. A statement from the Tokyo Revengers' first opponent in the bracket, discovered in the comments section of a Valorant page, pointed out they had sensed something was amiss during their match. Sounds familiar. The player expressed a suspicion that their positions in the game were being known similar to facing a cheater in the game. After defeating them, the Tokyo Revengers campaign in the qualifier was short-lived as they faced a one-sided defeat at the hands of the new Dominatus roster. Weird. Couldn't even win with cheats. Strange. Anyway, and I'll also just remind people for when this gets chopped up into a video. This happened back in 2021. Top-ranked Valorant pro banned for cheating, tells Riot to prove it. Prove it. Where is the proofs? Riot handed down a 12-month ban to a Valorant pro player. By the way, if you're sure this guy cheated, why is it a 12-month ban? Another thing that the VAC cells don't talk about, right? VAC, you're out. It's a permo. Get caught cheating in the league, you're out. It's a permo. 12 months. 12 months, most likely because it was a manual ban and they weren't certain. That's my opinion. Riot has handed down a 12-month ban to Valorant pro player and top EU rank player Yasin Nisigok for cheating in a ranked match. The official Valorant esports account for Turkey announced the ban earlier today, citing an official investigation by Riot Games into the player. Oh, a shadowy cabal behind the scenes. Eyeballing things, perhaps. As a result, Gok has also been dropped by his team, Beşiktaş Esports, one of the biggest teams you can play for in Turkey, in esports. And his contract has been terminated. In a tweet-longer response, which we translated using Google Translate, Gok called on Riot Games to provide evidence of the third-party software that proves he cheated. I personally think I am being wronged, but I cannot do anything against a company like Riot. I request Riot to show me proof of the third-party software they detected and that it is cheating. Neither Riot or the official Turkey account has provided details of Gok's offences. Curiously, Gok claims that the offending account hasn't been banned from normal play, as would usually be the case when Valorant's Vanguard anti-cheat software catches a cheater. Oh my me, I do wonder why that might be. As I said, guys, you might fucking want to sit there all day crying about CS2, saying the grass is greener on the other fucking side, but it is not necessarily fucking so. You just don't know what you're talking about. And I know you like saying that to me, but when I say it about you, I'm right.